their 20s now, Liam, Connor and Sean. Sean and Connor, the twins, were diagnosed autistic at around 3.5.
And I am Cheryl and I'm mum to two boys, and they always will be boys no matter how old they become. Freddie is 17 and he was diagnosed with Asperger's when he was about 4.
This episode is, we're going to talk about the stage after school in your child's life, that transition to university or to work. And also, you know, what's involved in that? What support is available for that? But also, what if that transition is never actually going to be possible? How does that feel as a parent? How do you cope with that if your child is not going to be capable of either of those things? Sometimes that can be a difficult thing to come to terms with.
Yes, I can imagine. Although having one that's just left, I'd be quite happy to have one stay with me forever. With me and the cats.
All right then, I think it's time.
Let's go all aboard the spectrum.
All aboard the spectrum, the BBC Autism Podcast with Fiona Mills and Cheryl Wilkinson.
At the moment, my two, Connor and Sean, Connor finished university last year.
Yeah.
And he did a degree in game design.
Oh.
And I think the expectation was that he would go straight from that into a job.
Whose expectation was
Connor's?
That? Connor's, okay.
And I kind of knew the reality of that, particularly with the pandemic going on.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be as simple as he thought it would be. And of course, it turned out not to be simple at all. My kind of nightmare for both of the boys was that they would be kind of forgotten about and kind of left in their room playing video games day in, day out.
Yeah.
And kind of fall off the support tree, as I call it.
Yeah.
Because when Connor went to university, the EHCP plan stopped.
Right.
Because it stops when they go into third level. So the university was then supposed to provide the support for Connor. And Connor found those years really difficult for his degree, but he did it. He managed it.
That's just brilliant, Dot. You must have been delighted.
I was so proud. I was so proud of him. And he was proud of himself as well, quite rightly. But I think then he thought he would go straight into work.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened. And he finds it really difficult. And I find it difficult for him because I'm like, well, you know, maybe you should apply for a job that doesn't involve game design, you know, just so you're possibly doing something. He's like, well, no, because my degree is in game design, so that's what I want to do. Mm. Why shouldn't I do that? And that's really difficult.
Do you know, in a way, I really admire him for that, because he's sticking by his guns. He absolutely wants a career in designing games and can't see outside of the parameters of, well, I could go and work in a fast food place, or I could go and work in a supermarket. Of course, the danger, in a way, of doing that is you get drawn into then the industry of being in a supermarket. Oh, well, it's not too bad. Well, I'll stay. Well, I might stay another 6 months. But actually, with that almost tunnel vision of, this is all I want to do, he possibly could achieve that before any of his peers.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So how about you and Freddie then? Because Freddie is still at school, but he's coming towards the end of his school career now. School career. God, yes. I hate that word.
Yes, he is. He's got another year to do of A-levels. And I found the transition from GCSEs to A-levels really difficult. I felt as if I was involved with the whole process of GCSEs, and then, mindful of what you've just said, tried to step back whilst Freddie was making the choices of which A-levels he wanted to do. He has no idea what he wants to do when he leaves sixth form. So the A-levels, right, let's choose something then that you enjoy and you're going to be good at. And unfortunately, his main choice was psychology, and it didn't fit with everything else. So once that choice had been taken away, and Freddie does really struggle to make decisions.
Do you think he picked that because that's what you did? Or
possibly.
Do you think he really wanted to?
He desperately wanted to do it.
Wow. Okay.
He'd never admit that it had anything to do with me, would he?
But you inspired him.
A million years, yeah. But he was desperate to do that. Once that choice had been taken away, And I was so proud that he'd actually made a decision and it was a definite thing.
Taken away in what kind of way?
It didn't fit with the timetable with some of the other subjects he wanted to
do. Oh, I see, right.
He knows he doesn't want to go to university. He's got an image in his mind as to what that is, and nothing will change that image. But apart from that, and being a professional footballer, he has no idea.
Does that stress you out?
No, not at all.
You're quite relaxed about it.
I am, actually, which, surprisingly enough, I really am. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's great. And we should be relaxed about these things. In their 20s now, Liam, Connor and Sean. Sean and Connor, the twins, were diagnosed autistic at around 3.5.
And I am Cheryl and I'm mum to 2 boys, and they always will be boys no matter how old they become. Freddie is 17 and he was diagnosed with Asperger's when he was about 4.
This episode is, we're going to talk about the stage after school in your child's life, that transition to university or to work. And also, you know, what's involved in that? What support is available for that? But also, what if that transition is never actually going to be possible? How does that feel as a parent? How do you cope with that if your child is not going to be capable of either of those things? Sometimes that can be a difficult thing to come to terms with.
Yes, I can imagine. Although having one that's just left, I'd be quite happy to have one stay with me forever. With me and the cats.
All right then, I think it's time.
Let's go all aboard the spectrum.
All aboard the spectrum, the BBC Autism Podcast with Fiona Mills and Cheryl Wilkinson.
At the moment, my two, Connor and Sean, Connor finished university last year.
Yeah.
And he did a degree in game design.
Oh.
And I think the expectation was that he would go straight from that into a job.
Whose expectation was
Connor's?
That? Connor's, okay.
And I kind of knew the reality of that, particularly with the pandemic going on.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be as simple as he thought it would be. And of course, it turned out not to be simple at all. My kind of nightmare for both of the boys was that they would be kind of forgotten about and kind of left in their room playing video games day in, day out.
Yeah.
And kind of fall off the support tree, as I call it.
Yeah.
Because when Connor went to university, the EHCP plan stopped.
Right.
Because it stops when they go into third level. So the university was then supposed to provide the support for Connor. And Connor found those years really difficult for his degree, but he did it. He managed it.
That's just brilliant, Dad. You must have been delighted.
I was so proud. I was so proud of him. And he was proud of himself as well, quite rightly. But I think then he thought he would go straight into work.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened. And he finds it really difficult. And I find it difficult for him because I'm like, well, you know, maybe you should apply for a job that doesn't involve game design, you know, just so you're possibly doing something. He's like, well, no, because my degree is in game design, so that's what I want to do. Mm. Why shouldn't I do that? And that's really difficult.
Do you know, in a way, I really admire him for that, because he's sticking by his guns. He absolutely wants a career in designing games and can't see outside of the parameters of, well, I could go and work in a fast food place, or I could go and work in a supermarket. Of course, the danger, in a way, of doing that is you get drawn into then the industry of being in a supermarket. Oh, well, it's not too bad. Well, I'll stay. Well, I might stay another 6 months. But actually, with that almost tunnel vision of, this is all I want to do, he possibly could achieve that before any of his peers.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So how about you and Freddie then? Because Freddie is still at school, but he's coming towards the end of his school career now. School career. God, yes. I hate that word.
Yes, he is. He's got another year to do of A-levels. And I found the transition from GCSEs to A-levels really difficult. I felt as if I was involved with the whole process of GCSEs, and then, mindful of what you've just said, tried to step back whilst Freddie was making the choices of which A-levels he wanted to do. He has no idea what he wants to do when he leaves sixth form. So the A-levels, right, let's choose something then that you enjoy and you're going to be good at. And unfortunately, his main choice was psychology, and it didn't fit with everything else. So once that choice had been taken away, and Freddie does really struggle to make decisions.
Do you think he picked that because that's what you did? Or
possibly.
Do you think he really wanted to?
He desperately wanted to do it.
Wow. Okay.
He'd never admit that it had anything to do with me, would he?
But you inspired him.
A million years, yeah. But he was desperate to do that. Once that choice had been taken away, and I was so proud that he'd actually made a decision and it was a definite thing.
Taken away in what kind of way?
It didn't fit with the timetable with some of the other subjects he wanted to
do.
Oh,
I see, right.
He knows he doesn't want to go to university. He's got an image in his mind as to what that is, and nothing will change that image. But apart from that, and being a professional footballer, he has no idea.
Does that stress you out?
No, not at all.
You're quite relaxed about it.
I am, actually, which, surprisingly enough, I really am. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's great. And we should be relaxed about these things.